hypocrites, for you are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. In Luke 11:52, he said, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering you hindered." And I ask, how many in the American church and in American politics fit the physical and mental characteristics of those whom God was damning? Yet Jesus charged them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the leaven of Herod, doctrine of politics in corruption." Jesus also said, "Verily I say unto you, that the publicans, the tax collectors, and the harlots, the whores, and the prostitutes, go into the kingdom of God before you." Now, as I was sitting out and getting this Holy Ghost download that I was receiving, I immediately began to realize that this is happening because the people that profess to be Christians in this country don't even know the scriptures, which, in fact, is a lack of Christianity. They think that because someone claims to be a Christian, that it must be so. Remember, no one rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. 86% of Americans call themselves Christians, and 78% of those who are representative in government capacity call themselves Christians. No wonder why America is falling to the curses.
We have our Christian conservatives for Trump today, and they're in the room. Let's go.
These professed Christians are following and honoring men in office rather than honoring the Christ that they claim to serve. Jeremiah 17:5 tells us, "Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord." Also read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. Friends, these hypocrites have exchanged the king that has bought them with his own blood for a fallen and a reprobate man that sells them out. Instead of man submitting to the lawgiver, they slavishly serve the lawbreakers. Instead of them serving out of love the one that cannot and will not lie, they submit to those who lie on a daily basis. Instead of man submitting to the immutable God, they submit to fallen man and every wind of his made-up doctrine, their sleight of man, and their cunning craftiness that they continuously use to deceive. On the other hand, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and magnifies his government, Exodus 18:21, and whose hope the Lord is. Friends, no matter who the president is, remember, he has no title of nobility. Jesus will always be the king. Another way of saying this is either Jesus is your king, or your man-made king will be your God. On April 18, 1775, John Adams and John Hancock were at the home of Reverend Jonas Clark, a Lexington pastor and a militia leader. That same night, Paul Revere arrived to warn them of the approaching Redcoats. The next morning, British Major Pitcairn shouted to an assembled regiment of Minutemen, "Disperse, you villains, lay down your arms in the name of George, the Sovereign King of England." The immediate response from our forefathers, namely Reverend Jonas Clark or one of his company, was... Here we go. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, highlighting the destruction of a nation who refuses to bring judgment. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, look at Psalm 19:11 when you get a moment. It's the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. It's the very presence of God, as a matter of fact, Psalm 97. But I just want to go ahead and start knocking these down like dominoes because there's much I want to cover today. But what I have in front of everybody right now on social media platforms is a said representative. He's a Somali migrant and a Maine councilman. His name is Aman Osman. He resigns after being implicated in a fraud investigation, of course, doing nothing but blaming others for his crime. This is the system of browbeating. That's all this is. Folks, you got to get beyond them calling you names like racist, xenophobes, Islamophobic, haters, whatever the case is. No. This is the devil trying to shield himself from the crimes that he has committed in transgressing God's moral law. That's what this is. So we have another individual in Maine. This is starting to look like a copycat crime, not just in Maine, but all over the country, and they just happen to be Somalis. Some will say, well, this is stereotyping. No, it's not. If 99 out of the 100 people that have been prosecuted here in the state of Minnesota just happen to be Somalians, it's not called stereotyping, friends. It's called calling them out as a group that's responsible for defrauding the people in the state of Minnesota. And it applies to every other state in our union as well. Okay. Remember, these are the people that were afforded asylum to come into here, America, on your good graces, only to attack your system of government and to steal, kill, and destroy, just like their father, the devil, John 10:10. Okay. I'm tired of this system of browbeating. People figure this out. Every time they get caught committing a crime, what do? They play the victim. They do not, again, have the shield. They have none other than the what? The sword, the spear, they're perpetuating the crime as they play the victims. Oh, I'm not done yet here, friends. I got a video of individuals in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where they have invited, the governors have treasonously invited these Somalians into that particular area to colonize, basically surrounding individuals that are demanding their deportation. Okay, so they're threatening the lives of the people that are enforcing the law. What happens when 345 million people do that? That's my objective here, friends. And it doesn't take 345 million, okay? It just takes obedience from one. That's all it takes because everything can hinge on that one person. And history teaches us just that. I want to show you another one here, friends. Here's another one. This is in Maine as well, where they're beginning to expose the fraud, Luke 12:2, for what it is in that state. A Somalian state rep in Maine admits that her top goal is to send the money that she makes from America to Somalia. She said, Somalians are not here to build. They are here to steal, this individual said. Send every last one of them to their Islamic state. Of course. And people don't even bring into the equation that these are tribes that are warring here one against another in the state of Minnesota, Maine, New York, California. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, folks, as I told you, this is getting more prevalent all over the country. This has been a concerted effort between the federal and the state governments. And how do I know that? Because nobody has been brought to justice yet. And after all of what we know now, friends, what do we see? We see the mainstream media controlled by the strings of those that they're called handlers of those in the Mockingbird media, telling them now to go ahead, sit down. We're going to put the camera up to your face and the microphone up to your mouth. Now we want you to play the victim again. Folks, we're talking about $9 billion here in the state of Minnesota, but that's not it. I'll get to that in a moment. What do we have here? We have a Hochul, another installed individual warring against the people of the state of New York. Now we're finding that $1.2 billion in New York healthcare fraud uncovered 10 times larger than Minnesota. See, do you understand why I'm titling the show today, highlighting the destruction of a nation who fails to bring justice? Do you see how the masses are suffering the abuse of the few? I want to tell you why, because the masses are allowing the crimes of the few to spread. What happens when you lay the axe to the root of the tree, friends? When you lay the axe to the root of the tree, the whole tree falls. And what does the mainstream media have you distracted doing right now, friends? They have you distracted on dealing with the branches. No, don't deal with the branches. You already understand that the governors and the mayor, for the most part, in the country have been installed by the CIA to act out subversively, to subvert, folks, a society. And this is what they do, as I said last week, all over the country. Americans, what is it that we don't understand? Here, let me go back to Minnesota right now and show you some more of as to what's going on here so you can understand. Now what they're doing, Alpha News, on top of everything that we know already. Feds probe hundreds of millions of suspected Somali cash and luggage leaving Minneapolis airport. Folks, this is news that's 10 years old. Did you hear what I said? 10 years old. And now the feds are going to get involved in this? A question, again, why is it that they've sent an unconstitutional agency called ICE to deal with the branch on the tree concerning the illegals that the governors and the mayors have treasonously allured into the United States of America? See, it just shows you, friends, that there is an alliance going on here. Isaiah 28, verse 18, between federal and state governments. Who's been brought to justice, America? Answer my question. Who's been brought to justice, America? I was talking to Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty morning show host this morning. I said, do you understand that even an iota of any American that lives in this country had even a taint of these crimes that these Somalis, that these communists, that these traitors in office have committed against the people? Do you realize that the feds would have had them rounded up already, putting the fear of bumping up against them in their lawless system, working hand in glove with the mainstream media? Have you had enough yet, Americans? Have you had enough yet? No, I don't think you have. Because what I'm going to do over the next 15 minutes, I'm going to show you more now what's going on in California. No joke. They're finding massive, massive fraud going on over in California. Oh, surprise, surprise, as if we didn't know that Gavin Newsom was a little commie, acting like commies act and bringing forth fruit that commies bring forth fruit that they cannot deny, Matthew 7, 16 and 20. My goodness, people, 250,000 people in California. What did they do? They signed on to a recall. On top of that, they had 250,000 more recall votes than necessary. And yet the powers that are tolerated, though small they are, they smack the American people in the face, namely those in California, saying he's not going anywhere. When is it that Americans are going to understand that they are the government and these individuals are a bunch of tyrants operating outside of their scope of authority? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 30 years. We got some pretty cool things coming up, friends. Also have some good news for you. Hopefully at the end of the week here. As a matter of fact, I can probably broadcast this in just a couple minutes now that I realize that it is open for public consumption. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Subscribe to that page. Also check out BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to give us a call at any time, we'd love to hear from you, pro or con. I talked to Tim Brown this morning, show host for Sons of Liberty Media.com. We get tired of the people coming out at us after the fact, after the show's over. We don't need any of that. If you want to contend for the faith, at least man up and show everybody how wrong we are about the content that we're bringing here. That number's 281-845-4704. You can put that up against Jude 3 and 4. We are called, church, to contend for the faith. That's why we've been given armor, Ephesians 6:12. And out of love for God and for men, we are called to defend the gospel. Again, look in the book of Philippians chapter 2. Now again, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Let me do a little reverse or rewind and reiterate. This is going on all over the country now. I just highlighted the fact that New York is now a part of this fraud. There's been a concerted effort between federal and state governments. This is a UN agenda. According to our friend out of Minnesota, who's an expert on this topic, his name is Ron Brantner. He's already told us this has been in play for a long time. He said, listen, I've been telling people this for 10 years, and now it's manifesting, and now the people are trying to figure out what's going on. That's why the Lord sends prophetic people ahead of the game to warn the people concerning what's coming. And it's best for us to listen listen the first time rather than in wait until after the issues take place where you no longer have the power or strength to resist or to deal with the issues at hand. That's ridiculous, but that's how people are set up in this country. It's pretty crazy, but it truly is. They ignore the Lord. Then when the Lord brings the judgment or he chastises them, then what happens? Well, then they sit back and they go back to the Lord, which, by the way, that's the purpose of judgment. That's the purpose of chastisement and correction and reproof and as well. And that would be good for all of us. It would be prudent on our part to take heed to the word of God, which stands there as a warning. And that's why the Lord gives us those warnings. Listen, this is what's happening. And that's why the Lord sends people like Ron Branstner and others to warn us so it doesn't come to what it's come to today. But let me show you something that's going on here concerning, I just highlighted New York, I just highlighted California, I just highlighted Maine, but let me go back to Maine, and I want you to hear and see, if you can, on social media platforms. If not, you're going to hear it just fine on our affiliates as well. But I want you to go ahead and listen as to what's going on in Maine concerning to the degree that it's gone, concerning the fraud that's been perpetrated against the people of that state.
Who were shot, and 136 people who escaped their attempted murder. They used that to raise money for nonprofits.
In Minnesota, they're stealing from the taxpayers. In Maine, they're stealing from the taxpayers and victims of a massacre.
Okay, so folks, what you're hearing is the same thing that you're hearing in the state of Minnesota. They're stealing from the taxpayers. Well, so are the politicians. They've been doing that for a long time. Americans, that's why you have trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions in debt, because you've allowed politicians to reallocate your tax dollars to agendas that are destroying your country. That's why this is happening. Again, I titled the show appropriately, highlighting the destruction of a nation who refuses to bring judgment. This is up to the people to bring judgment. And if the people don't bring the judgment, if you expect those in the halls of government to bring judgment upon each other, you already see this game, how it's being played out concerning this uniparty. Where does it go? Nowhere. For all I've highlighted thus far, how many arrests have been made besides the Somalians that the politicians used that have been thrown under the bus? Which politician has been held accountable for their crimes of fraud? And I'm talking about in the state of Minnesota right now. Crickets. I should pull up a video right now where you can hear crickets. There is none. There's no justice. And yet it's interesting that it's the justice that our government is predicated upon, said James Madison, the father of our Constitution. It's also interesting to note, I constantly make referral over to those that claim they know what I'm talking about, but yet they never bring it to that. That's why you have Moses in the Ten Commandments, and right under him, what does it say? It said, justice, the guardian of liberty. It's right above the heads of the 9 black robe unelected bureaucrats called the Supreme Court. Just think about that. Justice guards our liberty, but yet there's no justice. Because the people, again, are waiting for corrupt politicians to bring judgment upon each other. And again, that's not going to happen because they got dirt on each other. And that's what they're surviving on. They're surviving on the ignorance and the tolerance and the apathetic concerning the people in this country that are tolerating their crimes. Because the people don't want to be called xenophobes. Because the people don't want to be called racist. They don't want to be called names by the mainstream media in their criminal agenda. Oh, no, I don't want to be called names. I just can't handle being called names. Why don't you consider those on June 6, 1944, that went to the beachfront to deal with the Germans during that particular time where we literally lost hundreds of thousands of our men? Before you complain about being called names, they were stripped from their dad and their mom. They were stripped from their brothers and their sisters. They were stripped from their friends. They were stripped from their wives. They were stripped from their fiancés and their girlfriends and their boyfriends to go fight a war that they didn't ask for. In spite of the fact that Roosevelt said during that particular time, now, which comes to my aid, that an American will never put foot on foreign soil, but the American people tolerated it then, and they've been tolerating it ever since. Okay?
Why don't you consider those men that sacrificed themselves to give you the freedoms that you have before you sitting back like a little capitulating baby, worried about people calling you names for doing the right thing? And yet you have the audacity to call yourself a Christian? Jesus already said that you're going to be scoffed. He already said that you're going to be mocked. He said that you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. It comes with the territory. So what? It's temporary. And so are the afflictions that we endure for his glory. We love him so much, but we're not able or willing to go ahead and bear his shame as we go outside of the camp and bear his reproach, as it talks about in Hebrews 11. Shameful. It's shameful. I want to ask you a question. So I'm going to bring you over now to a brand new piece. I'm not making this up. This is MSNBC. Their ratings are lower than a snake's belly. But for the sake of justice, that's why I'm highlighting this and this individual. I've highlighted the fact that Ilhan Omar sold to the American people that she was fleeing oppression from Somalia, when in fact, she was not fleeing oppression. She was fleeing justice from her own people that wanted her and her family by the scruff of the neck, who were unlawfully trying to rule over them, who has no digital footprint whatsoever, who's been installed into the state of Minnesota concerning the 5th District, who has the highest ISIS recruiting rate in the country, according to the feds, the FBI, statistically, and somehow or another, she is the author of the bill calling Feeding the Future fraud. And somehow or another, no matter how much she's caught for her crimes, $9 billion of fraud. On top of that, she was worth $65,000 a year ago. She lives off $174,400 a year. And somehow or another, friends, with just a flick of a switch, forgive me, she becomes a millionaire 30 times over during this scandal. Why is it that she's still not arrested? How come there's no justice that's been brought upon her head for her crimes? I want you to listen to what she does here, friends. This is incendiary, to say the least. This is adding fuel to the fire. But I'm telling you what, friends, she is procuring to herself. She is inviting someone to take care of her. She is playing a very dangerous game indeed with 345 million people. But that may be the reason that she's put up by the CIA media. And maybe that's the reason they keep promoting her as one of the 100 most influential people in America. Remember who's doing all of that, friends? That's why she hasn't been brought to justice, because the people haven't dealt with the media. They haven't dealt with those that are pulling the strings concerning these puppets in office in this uniparty system. Let's listen to what she has to say. In spite of 99 of the 100 that have been prosecuted for fraud in the state of Minnesota, I'm going to play this audio video piece for you on the other side, just to show you what it looks like when people foam out their shame in a brazen, arrogant manner, and they do it in the face of the people that tolerate her. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and WesternJournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got to tell you something, folks. I know people are saying Bradley's, you know, he's going on his rants again. He's going after the people. No, I'm not going after the people. I'm called to the people. You understand? I'm not going after the people. I'm going to the people, and I'm warning them as to what's taking place in this country. And I'll tell you what, it's the most frustrating thing in the world to do. When you deal with the people that refuse to deal with the corrupt, and the Bible is clear, as it talks about in Proverbs 28, I believe it's verse 4 and 5, they that forsake the law praise the wicked, and then it talks about how evil men understand not judgment. That judgment is what preserves your freedoms, and evil men could care less. You know, we hear this all the time. Our republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. I know everybody knows all those sayings, or evil prevails because good men do nothing. No, that's not true, because good men do not allow evil to prevail. That's out of context, with all due respect to Edmund Burke. That's ridiculous. That's embarrassing. But no matter how many times you tell the people, they don't want to hear it. They know, hey, folks, everybody knows who we are. And they know us as you probably know us. Oh, that guy that yells in the radio all the time, the one that tries to tell us, things that will probably never happen. Yeah, the mainstream media that we don't believe. Yeah, he's a conspiracy theorist. Although all those theories have come to pass now, they still want to equate it to what they say they don't believe in again. See, they see no evil, they hear no evil until they're in the midst of it. And what they don't realize, it's in them. The heart is desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's what's inside of these men. They have eyes that they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. man, it's like I was talking to my wife earlier about some of these events that we got coming up. And I said, you know what? No matter how many times you tell them, they're not going to listen. And it's like, now you understand what Noah felt like when he was telling the massive amount of people during that particular time at the beginning or in the inception of creation. And everybody scoffed at him and mocked at him. They all scoffed and mocked until it started to rain. And then all of a sudden it wasn't funny anymore. And the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis and also in 1 Peter how few souls were saved. 8 souls. So when Jesus said, few be there that be saved, he was exactly right. And that's why he told us to strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And when we do that, he's going to give us an anointing to see, and he's going to give us an anointing to hear. And people have no idea what that means at all, yet they profess to belong to the Lord that they disobey at every given turn. Jesus says to you, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not those things that I tell you to do? They're commandments, people, not suggestions. You see it all around you. You're called to reprove the works of darkness by being the light, and yet you do nothing. Yet you say nothing. You just want to keep the peace, as you say. It's a false peace, and that peace is destroying your country. It is not peace. Read John 16:33 when you get a moment. That's not peace. That's a false peace. And by the way, that peace that you keep talking about is the voice of the false prophets that were saying peace when there was no peace. And yet you can look around and see everything being burned up, but yet you still want to convince yourself that there's no fire. You know, I noticed last week at the Minnesota Vikings game that it was a sold out football game. A sold out football game. What were they doing? They were worshiping their idols, dressed up half purple and half yellow, half naked, half their clothes on, shouting, and to the point where they lost their voice, shouting for their favorite football player, dressed up in tights, fighting over a pig ball, not realizing, and most do, that it's completely a rigged game. They don't care. They hate God, and yet they claim to be gods. And then when you call them out for their sin before a just and a holy God, they say, oh, you're anti-Christian. You're a hater. Boy, where did the world get that from? From these unchristian, unconverted hypocrites. That's from where? That's from where? The football game sold out. 70, 80, 90,000 people show up dressed as their favorite football players, dressed up as Vikings, screaming at the top of their lungs, and somehow or another, it is just unbecoming for a preacher to love his God and to love his people and to love his country enough to cry out and warn them to flee from the wrath to come. Wow. Okay. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. This was found during the break here. This is the investigation that I was highlighting that took place in Minnesota here. Again, this is happening now, and I'm going to show this to you in just a moment, all over the country. This is a concerted effort between the federal and state governments to defraud the taxpayer of their money as they are funneling money to our sworn enemies. By the way, those sworn enemies that the mainstream media told us were our enemies and those that were responsible for dropping the two towers back in 2001, September 11th. This is in Minnesota right here, what I'm highlighting. $700 million in cash, two Muslims going back to Somalia, trafficking and transitioning hundreds of millions of dollars, $700 million in cash carried out in luggage through the Minneapolis airport. Now, 10 years later, 10 years later, oh, and the only reason they're responding, friends, is because they have to, because of the public pressure right now. But again, I lay to your candor, who's been arrested for any of their crimes concerning this $9 billion fraud? I'm sorry, people. I really, truly am. I'm talking about those that belong to the Lord. I am sorry that I have to highlight the destruction of this nation because people refuse to bring judgment. I'm sorry. I truly am. And the reason I'm saying that is not half win. That is not being soft on the crime in any sense of the word. No, I'm going to keep pushing. I got my hand on that plow. And I'm going to keep going and going and going and going until we get the answers from heaven. You know, some people will say, Bradley, you know, why is this happening anyways? Here, I want to tell you why. Because besides the fact that the people let him do it, I want you to hear this. And I know people are convicted by that. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Go out your front door. You'll find something to address real quick. Let me tell you. Nobody, if you're born of the Spirit of God, nobody should have to tell you what to do. You should know the Word of God, John 7:17, 2 Timothy 2:15, where you know what to do. Ecclesiastes 8:11, what does it say? Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Well, what happens when you don't deal with them? Oh, they'll just do it again. That's what I mean when I say adding strength to tyranny, right? That's what that is. You're adding strength to tyranny. You're allowing them to breed. But what the bad guy doesn't realize is he's also being used under the sovereignty of God, under this woe, not the wheel, the blessing, but the woe, to be used to bring about judgment upon those that are apathetic and tolerant. What they don't realize is they're caught in the same hole that's being dug. And they're going to realize it, and everybody's going to stand before the Lord on Judgment Day playing the fool, because the people in the masses allowed the Judases to do the things that the Judases do, selling you out like a politician does for 30 pieces of silver, selling out the truth, and people just let them do it because they've convinced themselves that there's nothing they can do. Really what it is, they don't want to do anything about it. Gosh, I just thank God I didn't have grandparents and parents such as yourself. I'm seriously meaning that in all sincerity from my heart, that it's not you at the helm of my life, that it is the living God that is at the helm of my life, because that's where hope is. I'm not going to cast a snare upon my kids, and I'm not going to help forge the chains of tyrants upon my posterity by doing nothing and being apathetic and tolerant. Nope, I'm not going to do that. Here, I better get to this video. Ilhan Omar, I was highlighting before the end of the last segment concerning all of her crimes, and yet the media outsources are right there to go ahead and play the fools again and allowing her to speak out against the crimes that she's already been found guilty of. Listen to this.
So exhausted in trying to ask what any of this information has led to you finding any criminals that you have indicted that explains why you are wasting so much of our taxpayer resources.
So much of our taxpayer resources that she's defrauded from the people of the state of Minnesota for over $9 billion. What is she doing? This is called deflection. It's the same thing communist Tim Walz is trying to do right now. It's the same thing Keith Ellison is doing right now when he's saying, this isn't any big deal, it's just political. Again, I'm laying this to the American people. I'm tired of these games that these people are playing with our freedoms and desecrating the blood that was sacrificed to liberate us from tyranny. Just think about it. Let me ask you the question again. If it's not true, then I'm not here today highlighting the destruction of a nation who refuses to bring judgment. I just want to ask you this. And I hope you get mad at me enough to actually stand up and do something about it. That is the objective here. Because I'm not looking for friends. I'm not looking for enemies neither. I'm looking to get the job done. And if you've seen the heart of that, you would understand and you would get on board with what we're talking about as a Christian American patriots. The people sit back and they allow her to talk at them again, to assail them again. You need to understand Ilhan Omar isn't up there on her own accord. It's the powers that you tolerate through the mainstream media that are giving her the platform to assail you again. And again, and again, and again, and again. What is this? Where's the justice?
And also terrorizing our communities.
Terrorizing our communities as they found out that much of this money that's been embezzled and defrauded from the American taxpayer, namely in the state of Minnesota, has gone over to Somalia from Al-Shabaab. What is she doing? She's accusing others what she is guilty of. Read Revelation 12:10. One more segment, 281-845-4704. Be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
Yep.
Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I was just thinking about this during the break, and the Holy Ghost just quickened me to something here, and I just thought about this because it talks about in the book of Isaiah how during a time of judgment, women will be appointed as your oppressors. Did you know that? Yeah. Verse 12. Let me go to 11 really quick. It says, woe, that's a curse. Unto the wicked, those that know to do right and do it not, it shall be ill with them, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. Then it talks about, as for my people, children are the oppressors, and the women rule over them. They which lead cause the people to err and destroy the ways of paths. The Lord standeth up to plead, hello, and standeth up to judge the people. The Lord will now enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof. That means everybody's going into this judgment. Folks, I wish people understood this. People think that tyrants, when they become tyrants, that somehow or another, they're in control of everything that's going on. No, they are not. The Lord is sovereign under the blessings and under the curses. And that's what I was talking about concerning the wheel and the woe. The Lord's in control of all of it. They're mere men in his hand for his purposes. Look at Nebuchadnezzar.
Here's a prime example. The Lord called Nebuchadnezzar when he was judging his people, my servant. Oh, and it's not him alone. It was also the king of the Assyrians. Same thing. Folks, these people are not in control of anything. What they're doing is they feel within themselves that they're coming closer and closer to a victory and establishing absolute rule. In other words, they're trying to create a world without God, which is never going to, listen to me, bad guys, never, ever going to happen, because the seed of the righteous is forever. He's always on his throne. You are not going to dethrone him, minions of Satan. It's not going to happen. I don't care how much you do what you do, and you how much you deceive yourself into believing somehow or another you're getting one over on the living God and his kids. It's not going to happen. The church is what? What is the church? It's forever. And it's a blood-bought church. Lest you thought you were going to get off of bringing about the answers in a simpler way without the cross. That's never going to happen. It is the power of God unto salvation, even if it's your life. But I do want to say this. The world is the hammer. The church is the anvil. The hammer's the one that's changed out people, bad guys as well. Never the anvil. Look at history. Where has man prevailed? Those of you that think you're in control, you are in control of nothing. You are being used as a servant of the Lord to bring judgment upon the sheeple that allow themselves to make sheeple in the likes of people like you who mean to devour them. That's on the people, not on the tyrant. You're allowing him to do that. You're allowing him to become the tyrant he wants to be. But again, going back to the tyrant, what the tyrant doesn't know, he's being used for the Lord's purposes. And it doesn't exclude him in any sense of the word. You know, so many people, I've heard this a million times, so many people look at Adolf Hitler, we've been taught this. They look at him as a monster, and you can say the same thing of Stalin. You can say the same thing of Mao Zedong or Pol Pot or immediate demean. I mean, the list goes on. They were all tolerated by the people. How do you explain one man bearing absolute rule, a very small portion of them bearing absolute rule over the masses? And what do the people do? They allow them to rule. They commit the crimes that they do as a tyrant, and the people allow them. The Lord is saying, I've given you the power to deal with them, but you failed to do it. And I didn't ask you to be in the majority, because with me, the Lord says, you are the majority, just like he said to John Knox. See, so there's absolutely no excuse. But I'll tell you what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to go down in history as one that tolerated any of this. Because again, let me remind you, I've seen too many men that are 6 feet under, 17 and 18 and 19 and 20 years old, that never had a chance at life whatsoever. I did what they did for me. And you. You don't honor them by allowing the corrupt to desecrate their memory. You honor them by living for what they died for. You don't honor these men that are 6 feet under the ground, friends, by tolerating them in office to do the things that they're doing against us. You're tolerating in office today what many of those men that are 6 feet under the ground died fighting against in third world countries. That's shameful. That's shameful. I want you to listen to the entirety of this because I got to tee it up for Friday's show. Listen carefully. This is Ilhan Omar. Folks, she should have been arrested long ago, according to the FBI statistics. But I'm telling you, friends, they're in this together, because if it wasn't true, then answer the question, who's been brought to justice?
I'm so exhausted in trying to ask what any of this, information has led to you finding any criminals that you have indicted that explains why you are wasting so much of our taxpayer.
See, and here the thing is, people, and you see all these useful idiots standing down to the stupidity of an Ilhan Omar.
Sources, and also terrorizing our communities.
Terrorizing their communities. You better pay attention to the narrative that they mean to set. They mean to just drive right over the top of every one of you Americans. But I want to tell you, Fox News is doing their best in empowering them to do so. And so are the networks, friends, that are all in it together, all controlled operatives. Okay?
In the amount of federal law enforcement agents that you have in the streets of our city and our state, there needs to be some sort of justification.
There needs to be some sort of justification, I ask, for the American people to define that on the behalf of their inaction when it comes to the likes of an Ilhan Omar. What is your justification, Americans, that she still resides? Oh, I wanted to tell you this, too, speaking of the Muslims that are here to do what they're here to do by the hand of God, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. I got a picture up on social media platforms right now of Zohran Mamdani, and this guy's smiling all the time, but I'm here to tell you he's not smiling anymore. And when you look at this kid, you can see nothing but evil. Did you know that now? In New York, that there's over 700,000 New Yorkers that have signed the petition to recall Zohran Mamdani just after 10 days of his communist nonsense. But see, you didn't want to listen to guys like me before you figured that out. That's why you have radio. That's why you have these outlets, people. That's why you have free speech. All of that which is happening here, the Ilhan Omars of the world, all of these, they don't have a right to be in office in the first place. That's what you haven't taken the time to discover. Okay, I wanted to show you this as well. This is California also being exposed for massive fraud.
This blew the lid off of fraud and incompetence scandal so massive, it makes Minnesota look like amateur hour.
This listen audit to this, people.
Is so bad. I'm not sure there are enough couch cushions in Sacramento to hide this level.
I don't, folks, for those that can see this lady, I have no idea why she's got a smile on her face. I mean, she acts like she doesn't live in America. She acts like whatever she's talking about, she's completely impervious of the consequences of the fraud that's taking place. Isn't that insane? No, it's ignorance.
Full of fraud. We're talking billions lost. See, California's unemployment office managed to lose at least $32 billion to fraud during COVID. And that's the lowest.
Of course.
The state spent $24 billion on homelessness. Can't explain where the money went. And somehow homelessness exploded anyway. Shocking, right? And then there's California's pride and joy, the high-speed rail. 18 years, $18 billion.
And she smiles,
zero
people.
Track. I mean, at this point, it's not a train. It's a very expensive PowerPoint presentation. The audit also found that massive payment errors in food assistance that could cost taxpayers another $2.5 billion
yep.
in
so
federal
folks,
funds.
So, folks, I could go on for another 5 minutes with this lady. She's highlighting the crimes of California. We've highlighted the crimes in Maine. We've highlighted the crimes in Ohio. We've highlighted the crimes in Texas, in Florida, in New York, in Minnesota. How can't this be a concerted effort? Why did it take the federal government this many years to uncover or to do an investigation concerning that which has already been brought to the light? How is it that so many Somalians are kicked under the bus by these politicians who orchestrated, created, and oversaw from hundreds of eyewitnesses and employees within that all point their finger back at the guilty party, but yet they're still not brought to justice? I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to shut my mouth. Hey, folks, because we don't get a second chance at what we have today. Life is but a vapor, and we better make the most of it because we're going to answer to the judge, 2 Corinthians 5:10, on that final day. To all of our affiliates, we're signing off right now. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Okay, we're off air, folks. I want to go ahead and play this piece for you. I talked to Representative Walter Hudson, and I was trying to get this in on the show today, but I just want to get it in concerning the end of the show, because I'm going to bring this up again on Friday because we're going to have Representative Walter Hudson with us. Representative Walter Hudson is a guy that I've had on the show several times, and he's a black dude, which is fantastic because it all works for him. And we're all on the color scale. I'm just saying that's how simple-minded people are. But I'm telling you that him being a black man, and I told him this, it works for you big time. It works for you big time. He's educated. He's very well-spoken. I have been going back and forth with him and Eric Lucero and others concerning representatives in the state of Minnesota. Just so you can all understand how I'm into this neck deep concerning bringing about these answers. As a matter of fact, I would accredit a lot of what's going on in the state of Minnesota right now for this boy right here. And I'm not trying to bring accolade unto myself. I'm talking about the perseverance. And I want you to understand that in humility, I'm talking about in meekness, and I'm talking about real humility in being who I am. Humility isn't going around and trying to put on some sort of cloak and trying to pretend to be something that you're not in some effeminate fashion, non-offensive fashion. No, 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 not at all. I am who the Lord created me to be. And I'm not going to try to be something that I'm not, because then I would be just like those that carry about this cloak of false humility. I'm not going to play that game, okay? And furthermore, when I look at my Lord Jesus Christ, he's not only the Lamb, folks, but he's also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And furthermore, it tells me in the book of Hebrews that he is the captain of my salvation, okay? So we gotta characterize the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is. And remember as well that he spoke as one having authority boldly. That means forward to danger. But he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Okay, so make distinction there. But I'm saying this for the purpose, friends, that I've been spending a lot of time talking to these guys. Another one is Senator Eric Lucero. And I've been pushing these guys to draw the line concerning what's going on. And I do want to let you know that because of that, now we've got a couple of them that are pushing for, guess what, folks? For all of those that think Bradley Dean is just sitting back, just blowing through the microphone what needs to be said, but isn't doing anything behind closed doors, you got the wrong guy, okay? But I am here to tell you now, I got two of these guys that are so frustrated with what's going on to merely educate the people that are drawing forth, guess what? The articles of impeachment. Finally, and if all fails, at least they're educating the people to understand, friends, that they have provision found in the U.S. Constitution called something that we all know on this show called impeachment. And that means the removal of for the smallest of offenses, okay? Even misdemeanors. Okay, and I'm not looking for just impeachment. I'm also looking for the prosecution. That means they're going to be held accountable for their crimes. There's going to be consequences for their fraud here. Okay, this is a guy named Ben Davis. He's one that I've knocked on the head quite a few times from a different portion from the state of Minnesota. I got a phone call the other day, and it was brought to my friend that this individual, Ben Davis, was going to bring forth the articles of impeachment, and he's been working on it for the last month. And my friend had told him, basically you're trying to get this to Bradley. Why don't you give Bradley a call, and then he can probably get you on the show. He said, I'm not standing very well with Bradley Dean. Listen, this is what I've said before, and I want to say it again. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to make enemies. I'm here to get the job done because of our posterity. That's called love. It's not a lack of, it's demonstration of love. That's why I end the show every day with 1 John 3:18. See, what Ben needs to understand is when he does the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand with him. And in this particular case, friends, he's doing the right thing. He's doing the right thing. And we're going to stand with him in the process. And as I just said, if anything else, friends, at least they're educating the people to know that there's provision found in the U.S. Constitution that somehow or another, they're not led to believe any longer that the said representatives do not have a right between the beginning and the end of their tenures to go ahead and transgress law, might I add, that they promised to uphold during the swearing of their oaths against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. And I'm saying that for the purpose, friends, that they are not given delegated authority from the people to transgress law at any time during their tenures. So they shouldn't be criminal tenures. No, but the point is the American people are going to now understand, wait a second, if they violate the law in the smallest jot or tittle, we're going to impeach them. And not only are we going to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, but we're also going to prosecute them. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Okay? So what I want to do is I'm starting to see the definition of perseverance in real time. For those that don't understand what perseverance is, for those that don't understand why Bradley's on the radio every day beating on the same drum, showing forth to the American people who are responsible for what's going on in their states, in their communities, I'm trying to get them to understand that the lack of is going to destroy this country. But on the other hand, for those that don't understand, this is why Bradley's on the show every day, driving and holding to that plow that Jesus said to he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. And the word perseverance, Webster's 1828, is a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory. The way that the Lord Jesus Christ is glorified is when fruit is brought forth concerning the heart of God. And what is it? Judgment and justice. It's redemptive as well, friends, not just destructive. And my message isn't one of destruction, but it is one of redemption to a people that don't understand what judgment means. When we bring judgment upon the heads of Tim Walz, when we bring the judgment upon Ilhan Omar, when we as a people stand up and bring judgment upon the heads of Keith Ellison and Amy Klobuchar and Jacob Frey, and the list goes on, and we go a lot further than what the mainstream media, the control operatives, and the politicians doing nothing but playing back and forth to their constituents by calling forth the arrest, but nothing's done. No, but when we actually put our foot down and actually draw the line and bring judgment upon their heads, we're not only protecting the innocent. Listen to me. We're not only protecting the innocent, but we're also sending a message to those that mean to occupy the office that we're not going to tolerate your crimes in any sense of the word. We are going to teach you the fear of God. And the only way that you can teach them the fear of God is when you yourself walk in the fear of God and departing from iniquity, Proverbs 16:6. So what I want to do here, friends, is I want you to see this. This is, we're going to pull up Walter Hudson on Friday, and I want to play out this video. It goes on for about 5 minutes, but there's enough, I'm telling you, this is real what you're going to see. I talked to Walter this morning, but again, I want you to understand what you're going to see and what you're going to hear. It's all genuine. It's all sincere. And boy, oh boy, am I proud of this kid right now. This kid has potential to do the right thing. You're going to see he's not going to play the politicians' games. And I'll tell you, friends, I just want to see the Lord put a fire, a coal of fire in this kid's craw. Because I'll tell you what, I would be awestruck to see the things that the Lord won't do for this kid if he willingly stands up and does them. Go ahead, sit back, put your seatbelt on, folks. This is a good one, and it's also genuine and sincere. Check this out.
So I will give you all one more opportunity, Ms. Robbins, Mr. Hudson, and Ms. Rarick. Raise your hand if you oppose the pardon of George Santos.
Not playing this game.
It's not a game. It's real life. It's not a game at all. Okay, but I will take your refusal to go on record, not only as cowardice, but that you do agree with that pardon of that fraudster. Moving on. Now raise your hand if you oppose Trump's pardon of this crypto company.
Not participating.
Thank you, Mr. Ballou. Okay, again,
so in other words, what Walter is saying here, friends, is I'm not going to play your games. He's, in particular, not going to play the games of a woman that's married to a drug trafficker who just got out of prison for 10 years for trafficking drugs, namely a bald-headed black woman. What does she think this is, the Black Panthers or something? I mean, this is stuff you can't make up. She's married to a drug trafficker. Folks, do you understand the crimes that these people that are sitting in those seats in the halls of government, what they're aligned to, what they're connected to, who they're connected to? If you want to know why you're under attack, folks, pull the curtain back on these people and examine who you're allowing to occupy those offices. Because this is the kind of stuff, again, you just cannot make up. She's a part of the squad, they call it. The squad You mean the treasonous individuals that are warring against the American people in hopes of tearing down constitutional law to just oversee the fact that they're responsible for committing the act of treason, which is punishable by death? That's what they're trying to do. Her ex-con husband recently slaps the phone out of a man questioning its wife. Okay? I'm going to keep going here because there's more to this. But I'm highlighting the fact that Walter Hudson's not playing the game. Because he won't get caught up into her political rhetoric, he says, I'm not going to participate. What does she do? She sits and calls him names. Folks, don't you understand that that's all they can revert to? That's all they can resort to is calling names to you and me? Why? Because they don't have a lawful standing. See, and as long as they can get you to be browbeaten and to submit like a bunch of good little sheeple, guess what? They're going to keep driving roughshod right over the top of you. And it's embarrassing. Walter didn't let that happen.
Your refusal to raise your hand in opposition, that means that you support this pardon of this corporation that frauded folks to the tune of $100 million.
Refusal to participate is not an expression.
Reclaiming my time.
It's not an expression one way or the other.
Do you know the rules of committee? This is my time.
I know that I am here as a member of the public.
Reclaiming my time. You are not, Mr. Chair.
That's what I know.
You are not in order with the rules of the committee. This is my time.
That's our
dollars. I ask the questions and you answer, but you're too much of a coward to answer. So we're going to move on.
Boy, she knows her place, doesn't she?
If you oppose Trump's pardon of this Minnesota...
See, now I want to say this too, so people can understand what I'm telling you here. Notice how she's making reference to Donald Trump, as if to suggest Donald Trump is the standard. Or if Barack Obama was in office, as if to suggest Barack Obama is the standard. He is not. Acts 17:31, Jesus Christ is the standard. Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution is the standard. What do? They're like a bunch of high school kids that never grew up in their head that are still playing the same games that they were playing in high school. Now they're doing it with your blood-bought freedoms, people.
Individual.
Ma'am, this grandstanding nonsense.
This is not grandstanding.
Exactly
this is
what
accountability.
Minnesotans hate about D.C.
This is accountability, and you are hypocrites. So again, I will take your refusal.
Thanks for demonstrating my opening statement.
Mr. Chairman, order, decorum. She's off the rails.
Reclaiming my time.
Here comes another one.
Please.
You are totally off the rails.
We'll move on to Representative Hudson. It's just a yes or no.
I cannot deceive the committee.
We're going to have Walter on Friday.
I have spoken to this many times. I have renounced the content of these ridiculous conspiracy theories, and I've called them ridiculous on multiple
That's
occasions.
Great. Do you think it's appropriate for the President of the United States?
I am not going to engage in the silly condemnation game.
This is not silly. This is the
what
President.
What did you have to say about the assassination
my time. I'll
of Charlie
reclaim
Kirk?
My time. I'll reclaim
what did you have
time.
To say about Jay Jones, who's the chief law enforcement officer in the state of Virginia, fantasizing about shooting Republicans and watching kids die in their mother's arms? I'm not playing this game.
Gentlemen, we'll stop talking on my time.
So the questions are being asked, but the answers are not allowed to be given. Is that insane? See what the federal government has taken upon themselves, friends? An authoritarian system of government. Hey, folks, for those that don't know, federal government is a creation of the states. Not the other way around. You know what's being played on right now through the state of Minnesota? The federal government using an unconstitutional agency to sweep away your God-given rights. Did you know that? That's what's going on. I think someone's taking a shot at me right now. The phones are still up if you'd like to go ahead and do that. That is if you have the intestinal fortitude to do so. That number is 281-845-4704. Here, I'll give it to you this way. It's just all my social media platforms, friends, right now. You won't be on national radio. So maybe that will encourage you a little bit more to stand up and do what you would otherwise not do. Okay, so 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, all my friends out there, do you see how this works? See, they want to shoot at you, but they don't want anybody firing back concerning their nonsense. They don't want you to see how ignorant they really are. That's what this is about. That's why people take shots at me and Tim all day long. And they don't want to have a discourse. No, they're acting just like those that they complain about. That's exactly what they're doing. They're hypocrites. Okay? 281-845-4704. Okay, so I'll give you a minute. If you don't call in, then I'm just going to go ahead and call the show. But the good news here, friends, is we have now got a couple guys in Minnesota that we've had on the show several times that are now calling forth the impeachment. And rest assured, the prosecution is coming if Tom Emmer does indeed come through with his threats of law enforcement to bring forth consequences concerning the crimes of none other than Tim Walz. Okay? So again, if you want to have peace within, you better understand Isaiah 51 verse 4. Righteousness only is established when the people have enough understanding to enforce the law. They got to first know the law, but they have to enforce the law to bring judgment upon the heads of the guilty to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. That's Isaiah 51 verse 4. It also talks about it in Isaiah 26 verse 9 and several other scriptures throughout the Bible from the Old Testament to the fulfilling of the New. When the Lord's judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. They will not learn them, friends, from the minions of hell. They will learn them from those that understand that the Lord sent commandments, which is premised on the love of God, 1 John 5:2, and also 2 John as well. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And in doing so, folks, what do? We establish righteousness through what? Judgment. Again, I'm not talking down. I'm hopefully edifying people because we have a job to do, and we're not going to roll over in the face of what's going on here. Okay, so our friend that was taking shots at me just a moment ago, I guess he doesn't have the courage to actually call and embarrass me in front of everybody. But with that said, you can take that how you want to take it too. But we're called to contend as Christians, not to be a bunch of pushovers, a bunch of passive pansies capitulating in the face of someone's nonsense. No, we're called to contend for the faith and to defend the faith out of love, Paul talks about. So we'll talk to you guys in 23 hours. By the way, I want to let you know that this brand new book is out, Face Off Weapons of War, Bradley Dean. Just got it right before Christmas. We just started promoting these about a week and a half ago to the general public. Again, it's called Face Off Weapons of War. Go to the store. Also, let us know, friends, if you can become a son or a daughter of liberty, because as you hear throughout the show, we do not have sponsors. It's you that keeps us out there, and without you, we cannot do the things that we do. We got some pretty cool things coming up in the next week and a half here, and we'll keep you guys abreast as to what's taking place with that as well. Love you by what we do. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're new here, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we've been doing for a long time here. Again, love you by what we do, folks, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.